Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, our station, WAMC, is a witness to history.
It is, David. And yesterday what happened is something that nobody will ever forget. We're just leaving our Italian sojourn, and I want you to know that we're 6 hours ahead here, so we were up until 1 a.m. watching what transpired. And I kept thinking about, David, what WAMC is all about. You know, we've been there through thick and thin, all of us together, as we watched with our stomachs sinking as Kavanaugh went into his histrionics compared to what his accuser had said. It really was something, and I kept thinking about all the other people who were listening to WAMC the same way we were, and how we have developed this community and what it means, and how we can't give it up. We just can't. And all that has to happen in order to end the fund drive before we even begin it is for everybody to put $5 or $10 or $1,000 into the kitty. Now we're making up some steam. We started the week $20,000 behind. Yesterday we were $15,000 behind where we were. So it's happening. People are beginning to say, this is my station. I've got to make it. And there isn't any fat cat who is going to do this for me. I have to do it. And I know that'll happen. And David, you're a big part of this, as everybody listens to you every morning. And you're an old friend to so many of us. There's David. Hey, that's our David. So all you have to do is go to WAMC.org and say, Alan, I hear you. We're all in this together. That'd be great. WAMC.org.
We love you all, and we know you love the radio station. Well, let's go a little further with these hearings yesterday, Alan. What is the impact? There's going to be a committee vote today. You saw Lindsey Graham raging at Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. You know, the difference, the contrast between Dr. Blasey Ford and Brett Kavanaugh, as you already mentioned, was quite something.
It was, David. And I have been saying, and I think you can attest to this, all along the Republicans were going to have to make a choice. Were they going to do something that was so despicable that they would have to put their majority in the Senate at risk, which is exactly what is going to happen? Or would they say, no, this confirmation shouldn't fly, protect the majority, but then risk losing their preeminence at the Supreme Court? And so they have obviously made a decision. And it was very interesting when Lindsey Graham turned around to the rest of the people, Republicans on the committee, and said, and you better, you just better vote for this. I don't remember the exact words, but that's what he said. It was a threat to his colleagues on the Republican side, who may not be willing to give up their seats as easily as he expects them to. You know, he's been in wicked South Carolina politics. He's carrying the mail for Trump, who he has leveled all kinds of charges about in the past. But in order to survive, he's doing what he has to do. It's the worst kind of politics, and he's hypocritical about it, and he's doing it. So they've made a choice, and it's clear they're going to vote him in. Now everybody's going to have to watch Susan Collins, Senator Murkowski, and Jeff Flake, and some of the others, and see whether, as John F. Kennedy put it, we'll have at least one profile in courage. Because that's all it'll take, one vote. And I can tell you, a lot of people are calling their senators and calling senators from other states and saying, don't do this. If you ever want to be president, if you ever want to run for higher office, don't do this. Because if you do, we won't be there for you. So I think that's what's happening.
Alan, what's the impact of this spectacle on the American electorate?
Well, I think the Democrats are going to come out in huge numbers in this election. We've already seen it in the primaries, outnumbering the Republicans by a lot. But I think that the spectacle we saw with Dr. Blasey Ford, followed by, you know, a histrionic Kavanaugh, I think it was so off-putting that I think it will do one of two things. It'll either be that the Democrats will wave their hands and say, I don't want anything to do with this stinking system that produces gerrymandered legislatures, that produce gerrymandered congressional districts, or we've got to do something to save this, or we're going to all go down together. And I think that that's what's happening right now. That choice is being made. So, David, they're going to go in. They'll probably clear them of the committee. They'll go to the full Senate, and that's where one person, that's all it will take, one person of profile and courage to say, I know this isn't right. I believe Dr. Ford, and I am going to vote, even if it costs me my office. And that's what profile and courage is all about.
Alan, we mentioned the Working Families Party and perhaps dropping Cynthia Nixon yesterday. Well, Green Party candidate, we know him,
Howie Hawkins,
came out yesterday and said, hey, I'm willing to run on the Working Families ballot line if you drop Cynthia.
Yeah, if they drop Cynthia, it will be, as I said yesterday, a study in hypocrisy. the rank and file of the Working Families Party wanted Cynthia Nixon. She should stay. She'll get a lot of votes with the stuff that surrounds Cuomo, with the incredible stench of corruption, people around him. People are going to want another place to go to. And I think that they will go to Cynthia Nixon. She had the guts to stand up there and run, even though she knew it was going to be a losing effort. She did it. She has the right to stay on that Working Families Party ballot. And if they throw her off, it'll be disgusting.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, is joining us. Come on, everybody. Time to wrap our arms around each other and support our radio station. WAMC.org is the way to do it. And we love you and thank you.
WAMC.org. Those are magic words. And all it will take is everybody just going to the phone or going to the computer, even better, and saying, WAMC.org, let me put something into the lockbox. And that way, in these turbulent times, we won't have to take more time out than we need to for a fun drive. Let's have a one-day fun drive or a no-day fun drive. Let's go, folks. Let's do it now.